Jenny Brummel is the project manager from the Lightning Ridge Opal Centre. And, oh, sorry, Jenny, I stole that. And she's going to talk about crowdfunding regional places. Welcome.
Thanks, Guy. Thanks for a terrific conference. It's been beautifully organised and just a terrific group of people. I've got so much I'd like to say in response to previous papers that I don't have time for, and you're probably going to have to really hammer me, Guy. Actually, no. No, based on what you've said earlier today, just stay there and let me know. But yeah, this was my brief for today. Our story, how we came to be doing it, and how we got it off the ground. So what we're doing is building the Australian Opal Centre at Lightning Ridge. Just to take it back a step to opal, which is where it all starts. Opal is the most magnificent of gemstones. It contains every colour held in any other gemstone in the world. And it's fated the world over, but massively underappreciated on its shore of origin. Gem quality opal is extremely rare, and Australia is the primary source in the world for that. Black opal in particular, which is the opal that has a dark, rich body tone, this is black opal in the picture, is found in commercial quantities only in Walgettshire, only in the Lightning Ridge area, in the whole of this big planet. It's a very, very beautiful, important and highly desired material. In 1994, opal was declared the nation's gemstone, yet very few people, myself included before I went to Lightning Ridge, have ever seen beautiful opal or high quality opal or opal that has a natural quality and integrity. There are better collections of opal available to the public in several countries around the world than there are in ours. So at the Australian Opal Centre, we're finally planning to have a centre where we can celebrate, promote, educate, research, and conduct a whole range of activities to do with our national gemstone. And this will be our nation's crown jewels. It'll be something that is without parallel anywhere in the world. We're planning to house this centre in an extraordinary building on the historic 3 Mile Field at Lightning Ridge. The building is designed by Glenn Murcutt and Wendy Lewin, who are two of Australia's preeminent architects. It's a two-storey building and much of it's underground, which means that it will be insulated by the earth in the same way that the opal mines are. It will provide for all of its own electricity and water requirements. It will use passive ventilation to move cool, fresh air through the building without electricity. The initial investment in this building will pay off very much in the long term in running costs that are a very small fraction in comparison to a traditionally or conventionally built public building of a similar size. The building itself will attract people from right around the world. Why do we need a building of this scale? This is 100 metres long, about 30 metres wide, 2 storeys deep, 27 million, perhaps 28. Australia has a national industry in opal that has sustained outback regional communities for more than 100 years. It's an incredible story that's very poorly known and has not been addressed by any level of government, really, in Australia. This was actually the logo for the 7th National Opal Symposium, which is held in Lightning Ridge last year. This is an event that's held every second year and is rotated around the 3 opal-producing states in Australia, South Australia, Queensland and New South Wales. And you can see that the theme for that conference was the National Gemstone Sustaining Regional Communities, which resonates a lot with what we're talking about today. The benefits of this project are legion. I won't make you read that slide. I'm not going to read it out to you. I don't have time because what I'm really here today to talk about is the crowdfunding project that we have going. But it's a very multifaceted project that's going to have far-reaching benefits starting locally, translating out regionally, and certainly right across the nation. Oh, how did that get in there? You have permission, if you have a smartphone or an iPad, to get it out and use it. This is what I'm going to get onto in a minute. So a little bit more background on the centre. In 1997, a group of local people in Lightning Ridge looked at the future needs of the community, both in Lightning Ridge and the entirety of Walgettshire and surrounds. They came up with a proposal to build a mining heritage museum or a mining hall of fame. They took that project idea, pitched it at a conference in Brisbane, and lo and behold, within a matter of months, a team from Kalgoorlie who'd been at that conference had done a quick whip around of some mining companies and built a miners' hall of fame at Kalgoorlie. So they went away, licked their wounds and had a think about it, and reformulated the concept as Lightning Ridge Opal and Fossil Centre. I wasn't involved at that stage, but I think that that was a really fortunate thing because the concept really resonates and takes advantage of the unique qualities of the Lightning Ridge area. Just to skip to where we are now, we've now acquired a beautiful site. We have title on a 3.1 hectare site on the historic 3 Mile Opal Field. That photo was taken during the last episode of mining on that site before it was quarantined for this project. That's the moon rising at the top of the screen, and that golden glowing tree is from the sun setting over the horizon over my shoulder. It is just a magic place. We've got an incredible team working with us. Glenn Murcutt is certainly Australia's most renowned architect in the international arena. He's known for his small-scale, ecologically sensitive constructions, mostly at a domestic scale, and the international architectural world are gagging, waiting for the Australian Opal Centre. Wendy Lewin, his colleague on this project, is similarly esteemed in Australia. That's actually a photo of the Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing. Our quantity surveyor worked on or was responsible for the risk management for construction of that stadium and the Sydney Olympic Stadium. So this is the calibre of people that this project has attracted, and that goes right across our engineering team, the scientific research team, our colleagues in education and in cultural development too. I've got 2 minutes. I think I'm in trouble. Okay, we've got a really great collection. Our collection is a public collection. It belongs to you and to me. It features opalised fossils from the age of the dinosaurs. They say that about 1 in a billion plants or animals leaves a bit of itself as a fossil. Opal is one of the most rare gemstones in the world. So those things coming into confluence in these objects is extraordinary. We've now got about 4,500 pieces that are valued well in excess of $2.5 million. They've been donated by the community. We also have the social story of the opal fields. This is the most popular piece in our collection. Anyone's welcome to ask me questions later. Fantastic story. We're looking to build a treasury of opals that is comparable to the crown jewels, to the Smithsonian, to the Hermitage. These are things that should belong in this country but are generally exported, or if we're lucky, they go into local private collections. It's inspirational, beautiful stuff. We run a variety of programs. We're involved in scientific research, a $600,000 ARC linkage grant program involving researchers from 4 Australian states and in Sweden, a geological project at Sydney University called the Opal Project, and many individual paleontological research projects. We're involved in underground and above ground field work. That's a big log that the guys found. I've photoshopped Tim's beer bottle into a cup, but I didn't put safety helmets on them. We offer a free fossil identification service, lots of public events, art exhibitions that are tied in with the themes of the Australian Opal Centre. We offer training and workshops. We have an incredible volunteer team. Opal Heritage Protection, Opal Field Heritage Protection Work, a membership program with 500 members across Australia and in 11 other countries, with a newsletter that we produce. A terrific public exhibition space in Lightning Ridge, which was opened for us by the Governor of New South Wales in 2008. That's the Vice Regal number plate, number things on our roads. I'm just going to shoot through these because I was supposed to talk about crowdfunding and I have to wrap up. So, where we're at is we've got an incredible thing happening and we need $28 million. We've got everything in place, everything that's needed. We tick every box that every bureaucrat has ever put in front of us. This is an extraordinary project. But it doesn't matter how many silos we bomb or how many dots we join, We can do it till we're blue in the face. To this point, we have not been successful in getting the funding that this national project deserves. So we've turned to crowdfunding. Can I have another, 1 minute?
Yes.
Yep, thanks. Crowdfunding is basically a concept whereby people cooperate and combine their funds to finance projects initiated by others, particularly those that are traditionally funded by grant funding or business finance. It allows widespread involvement. It doesn't restrict involvement to a small group of endowed or wealthy people. It allows maximum money to go to the cause. 95% minimum of the money that's raised through this program is going directly to our building fund, whereas most, say, charity fundraising is required only to have 40% of the money raised to go to the actual cause. It's incredibly cost-effective compared to grant processes. The cost of applying for, administering and acquitting grants is phenomenal. There's literature on that. Some of you will be aware of it. Our crowdfunding portal, go there, check it out. It's a really great thing for regional projects, and there's a great flavour in the crowdfunding online community for regional projects, so you can pitch it really well. If anyone wants to talk to me more about it, I'll... Which slide?
There we are. Thank you very much.
Happy to talk about it later. Thanks.
Thank you, Jenny.